Vayter in Shas, we are in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. I'll pick it up on Yud Beis Amud Beis, about the bottom of the page, a third of the way up, or two-thirds of the way down, next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al Sharef Hir Shabbat Torah, Hakalos V'Chamuros, Hasdonos V'Hashgagos. And the Mishnah goes on to say, Hoda V'lo Hoda, Asay V'lo Sasay, Krisos Umisos Beizin, Seir HaMishtaleach Mechaper. The Seir that is sent away on Yom Kippur, that is Mechaper. Says the Gemara, Hainu Kalos, Hainu Asay, V'lo Sasay. Sounds like we're doubling up on our words over here. Hainu Kalos, when you say Kalos, those are ases velos ases. Chamuros hainu krisos umisos bezdin. Hoda hainu mezid. When you know, then you know that's called mezid. Lo hodu hainu shogeg. That's called shogeg. Rashi says hainu donus hainu hoda. You knew, and then you did it. It's called mezid. The halakha lemeimar hoda shenoda alo shegigaso. Okay, the point is to just understand that this lashon of zdonos, that is hoda, that means you knew and you did it anyway. Lo hoda hanu shogig, that's called you something b'shogig. So why is there doubling up and saying the same thing twice? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda. Hachi ka'amar, this is what it means. Rashi says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Sefer de Masis, in the end of Masis, is Mifresh Alei L'Resh, it's explaining the Resh of Akul, Peirush to Kaos V'Chamura, so it's all explaining Kaos V'Chamura. So, Hachi ka'amar, Al Shair Averus Shav HaTorah, on the other Averus that are in the Torah, that do not involve Tumah, because the other ones are talking about Tumah, right, to the Mikdash of Kedashav. So, Bein Kaos, Bein Chamuros, Bein Sha'asan, B'Shogig, Bein Sha'asan, B'Mezid, also just on Bishogeg, Bain Noda Lo Sveikan, Bain Lo Noda Lo Sveikan. For the other Averis that are found in the Torah, whether they're considered light or they are heavy, and whether it's someone who did it in, you know, without knowing it or with knowing it, Osin Sha'asa Bishogeg, then those, Osin Sha'asa Bishogeg, those that are done Bishogeg, in that category, Bein Nodalo Sveikin, whether he became aware before Yom Kippur of the fact that he did a Bishogeg, Bein Nodalo Sveikin, or he didn't become aware of that, in all these cases, he doesn't have to bring a carbon after Yom Kippur, because that Sa'ir is going to cover it. The Sa'ir, Mr. Taleach, and Yom Kippur, they're going to give you a complete Kapara, Ve'elu Hein Kalos, and these are things which are considered Kalos, ase velos ase, velo in chamuros, krisos and misos bezdin, right? So something which is considered kal is an ase and a los ase, but it doesn't have anything to do with kareish, yakinin kareish, no misos bezdin, just over a lavri, mevatel and ase. And this is considered chamuros, so the things where a person chalila behaves in a way where they're going to be chayv kareish or misos bezdin. Hi ase, hey chidami, what exactly are we talking about over here? That a person goes and he's over in ase, Rashi says, to mechaper le, Yom Kippur, that's mechaper. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case we're discussing here? If idalo avad teshuva, if you want to say the person didn't do tshuva over here, Rashi says she'eno toa al chato, isn't, you don't feel bad about that, then zevach rishaim to'eva. The Sar Mishtaleach is not going to go into mechaper for such a person, such a situation, because the pasuk says the zevach, the sacrifice of the wicked, is abomination, is an abomination, right? Which means you have to do tshuva in such a case, pasuk in Mishlei. Right, how can it be the Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper on it? You know, the carbon Yom Kippur. Idava tshuva, you're taking place for a person who already did tshuva. So then, kol yom enami. Then what do you don't need the kapar of Yom Kippur. Says Rashi, lama li yom kippurim, kol yom enami tshuva mechaper alea. The Tanya lo zaz misham ad shemochon lo. Says the Gemara, idava tshuva, kol yom enami, the Tanya lo tenebraisa. Avar al mitzvah say, someone who's over al mitzvah say, is mevatel nasei, doesn't do it. Tefillin, you don't put it on. Also tshuva, versus tshuva, lo zaz misham, ad shemochan lo. He doesn't leave from there until they are mochel him. Meaning, straight up, he did tshuva, and he's good. He doesn't have to do away from Yom Kippur. So Amar Rav Zeira says, beep, turn the page. You give him that off. But Omed b'mirda, or Mishnah is talking about a case who is continuing his marida's rebelliousness. Notice he doesn't do tshuva for what he says. Rashi says straight up, the law of a tshuva. And the Rebbe, our mission is going according to Rebbe, who says that Yom Kippur is a chaper, even for a virus that a person did not do tshuva. That's what Rashi points out at the top line. Udekachilach. When you ask, does every choshem toeva? My sister Rebbe, he dalmid Yom Kippur mechaper el shein shavin. V'haikra muki la b'shayomi. And that's only a Yom Kippur, other days, that Pasuk says, V'zevach Rishayim is a Toeva, is the best of the days of the year. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's going to work even without doing Tshuva. The time you're looking at Brisa, Rabbi Yomer, I'll call Aviru Shabbatoicha, on all of the Avers on the Torah, Bein Lasa Tshuva, Bein Lasa Tshuva, whether the person did Tshuva or not, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Chutz Miporikol, except for somebody who throws off, Rashi says, who throws off the yoke, means Kofer Be'ikar. He's a total denier. He's denying Hashem's existence. So Megala Panama Torah, or a person who speaks in a way against Torah. Rashi says, Ba al divrei Torah bechutzpah uvegila azus panov kigon menashe shayoshu b'dosh v'agadu shaldofi lo yilu menashe lichtov ela v'timda hisa pilegis v'yedach ruvein v'meik tzir chatzir. Right, this is Menashe. He was the son of Chizkiyahu. He behaved in such a way. He said the Torah had facts in there that are not significant and not relevant and whatever it is. Who was I chutzpah? You don't go and speak, you know, such chutzpah against the Torah. Umefir bris babasar, or somebody who's made for the bris, in other words, his bris mila, then Rashi says basar mila. She'em also tshuva, if a person does tshuva, then Yom Kippurim mechaper. Ve'em lav, and if not, then ain Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. But everything else, the Sa'ir Mishtalech, that's the Yom Kippur, the Atzalzel, it's going to be Mechaper for Kalos and Chamurus without any sort of tshuva, that's going according to Rebbe. You don't need it in order to get Kapar and Yom Kippur. I guess it's one of those other three, like the big three, now even another big three. My time with the Rebbe, what's Pshat in Rebbe? Right, well, how would that work even without any sort of tshuva? The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, ki devar Hashem baza. He despised the words of Hashem. Well, that's in my bar mitzvah parasha. That is ze parakol. That's someone who goes ahead and he's parakol. Rashi says, shebiza diva rishon, shamar besina, enoche Hashem alkecha. He's mavaza the words of Hashem of enoche Hashem alkecha. Shelo shamo oso, helmapia gvura. I heard that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Zeh parakol, then that's somebody who's parakol. Umegal upon b'Torah, and somebody who goes ahead and speaks in chutzpah towards Torah, Rashi says, "Mita afke kor b'loshan b'zayun, v'zeh buza, d'var Torah, d'ivri Torah hu, ki d'var Hashem baza, v'es mitzvah hifar, and his mitzvahs," and the passage goes on, it says, "Ki d'var Hashem baza, hikare, v'es mitzvah hifar, hisare, istigres nevajim ha'me'a." Right, and he violated his commandments. I mean, if you're Bishav Basaro, Rashi says that's a mitzvah yechidis. So it says Ves mitzvah so his mitzvah he was mefir. That's talking about a mefir bris b'basar. Hikareis, and it says cut off shall be cut off. Hikareis lefnei Yom Kippurim. Cut off is saying that he's going to be this person is going to get kareis before Yom Kippur. Tikareis yachri Yom Kippurim. Tikareis means somebody it's going to be also after Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for these things. Yachal feel as a tshuva, you would think that the Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper even with tshuva. Talmud Lomer avonah ba. The pasuk says that he has an avon. Lo amati ela bezman shavonah ba. That's only when the avon is still on him, right? Then that's when we're going to have the problem. But Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for a person who does tshuva. Says Rashi, alma b'sheinu shav kaykra. So it's talking about somebody doesn't do tshuva. V'hanach klas. Who the galilan af la'achi Yom Kippur? That's what it says. The anger even after Yom Kippur, right? I'm sorry. Who the galilan that this was revealed to us even after Yom Kippur? Habashar af al pishenu shav Yom Kippur mechaper. But the rest of them, even if it's not, it's going to be mechaper, right? So somebody has to do tshuva for doing these three things in order to get atonement on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mechaper. Everything else, even without doing tshuva, like Rebbe says. So therefore, that's where Rebbe comes from. That is his pasuk, says the Gemara. The Rabbanan, or the Rabbanan argue on that. Rashi says, what do they say? They're the ones, the Islu, Nami, B'shar, Veris, even other Veris, Ein Yom Kippur, Ein Yom Kippur, Mechaper, Al She'inam, B'shem, B'shavin, unless you do Tshuvas, Ar Melecha, he's going to come explain, Haidu, Galilon, Kraba, Hanach, Tlas, the fact that the Pasuk tells us that these three, Labi Yom Kippur, I read, this isn't talking about Yom Kippur, Eli, Yikaris, Tikaris, Tikamer, Tikaris, La'olam, Abba, and we knocked off even for Olam, Abba, Sha'af Misa inu Mimarekes ad al Shalosh Halalot, even Misa is not going to give Mechaper, it's not going to clean a person for these three things, below Tshuva, without Tshuva. Ava Shalaveros, below Tshuva, the other ones without Tshuva, Nami Misa Mimarekes, Acher Yom Kippurim, Av Yom Kippurim, below Misa Lo. It has to be a double aim of Yom Kippur and Misa, but with that, that's not going to. Says Gemara Barabadon, Hikaris Bolam Azeh. Someone does one of these big three over here, that is going to be cut off from this world. Tikari Salam Abba, that's going to be for the next world. Avon Abba, that it's sin is on him. She emasa tshuva, makes him just tshuva, and then he dies. Misa Merekes, and Misa is going to cleanse him of this Avera, and therefore he's going to make it into the world to come. So this is Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Meir. We want to smoke like a Rebbe. Can you really say that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe? Nah, no way. V'homi the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, if the Sefer of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Naami Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that the Reisha is Rabbi Yehuda as well, and it can't be Rabbi. Now, why is it that we say that the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda? The Katani Sefer says in Sefer, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Meshuach. The Sa'ir Lazozel is going to bring a kapara for Yisrael, Kohanim, and the Kohen Meshuach, the Kohen who's, it was anointed with the oil. Rashi's mischaprin and mishavir was besir mishdalech. The uman isle high svara, who says this, that the seers themselves going to bring a kapar for the kohanim, and also the Israelim. Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says uman isle high svara, the kohanim mischaprin be mishdalech, the kohanim are mischaprin with it. It's Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to see at the an amud beis. Mechlal the Reisha Rabbi Yehuda must be okay that the Reisha also is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, you can't say that it's going according to Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef says Rabbi He. No, the Mishnah is talking about Rabbi. The Savar look Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi is masking to Rabbi Yehuda that the Seir Zazel is going to be mechapim for the Kohanim and Yisraelim. So therefore, everything works nice and beautifully. In our Mishnah, you could have Rebbe in one area and Rebbe in the other because they're really agreeing with each other. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, "Dafka ka'amar Mar." Did Mar? Did you mean exactly what he said? Rebbe Savarla ka Rebbe Yehuda, right? Are you saying that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda that the Sari Azazel, so Chapa for Kohanim and Yisraelim, Aval Rebbe Yehuda lo Savarla ka Rebbe? Rebbe Yehuda doesn't hold like Rebbe. Hashem Shehi Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur mechaper al she'ina by al she'in shavim v'lo asim asisa na libe, and he's not holding it in, but that it's going to be mechaper for even if he didn't do tshuva. So if so, our Mishnah is going with Rebbe, but maybe not going with Rebbe Yehuda. Odelma mid the Rebbe savor like Rebbe Yehuda. In fact, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. After Rebbe Yehuda savor like Rebbe, maybe he also holds Nami savor like Nami. Rebbe holds like Rebbe also, and therefore the Mishnah goes like Rebbe Yehuda and like Rebbe. Miu orcha de milsa katani le meimar de talmud savala kirabe. But you came along, Rav Yosef, and you're teaching it in an unusual, in the normal way, because we say that the Talmud holds like the Rebbe rather than the opposite, which is why Rav Yosef said what he did, right? Rebbe was a student of Rebbe Yehuda. So therefore you would say that Rebbe holds like him and not the opposite. But really, each one is agreeing with the other one. Amalei, the question mark. So he says back, ain't in Dafka Kamina. I'm saying it Dafka. Like I said, Rebbe Savala Karebi Huda. Av Rebbe Huda lo Savala Karebi. Rebbe, the Talmud holds it as Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda. That the Samish Talech is Mechaper of Kohanim and for Yisraelim. But Rebbe Yehuda doesn't like Rebbe. And he says, you have to do tshuva to do it. Rashi says, Besar Mishalech, Al Karchach Mastisan Rebbe He. Kedu Kimna bin Tekatani Yom Kippur Mechaper Al She'enon Shalvin. Rabbi Yehuda lo savor like Rebbe, the Tanya in Yom Kippur mechaper al she'enon b'shavin the Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's what he says. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi. The Tanya, here's a Braisa, which teaches us, Yachol he Yom Kippur mechaper al shavim she'enon shavim. You would think that maybe Yom Kippur mechaper, whether you do true or not, v'din hu, you could say the following logical statement: hold the chatas for Asham mechaperim, since the chatas and Asham brings kapara for Yom Kippur mechaper, and Yom Kippur also does brings kapara. So machatas washim mechat me'ela al shavin. These things only you're mechat. If someone does tshuva, Rashi says dechsev v'his vado achatas. They did vidoy on their sin. V'his vado asher chata olea. Right? That's only time. After Yom Kippur mechat me'ela al shavin. Therefore, it's only mechat for a shavin. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly doesn't hold like this. Ma, but says Gemara, you can't bring a raya from that to say that the Rabbi Yehuda would say like that because malachatas v'ashem she mechaper mele meizid b'shogeg. We know you can't compare these two, malachatas and ashem, which are not mechaper. For if somebody did a meizid, like when somebody does a shogeg, Rashi says rov chatos v'ashem sein mechaper mele meizid k'shogeg, el ashem shivcha charufa v'ashem nazir tamei v'ashem shvuas abikadim v'chatas shvuas aidus. The very specific cases. Tama de Yom Kippurim, you can say that like Yom Kippur, Shemachaper Lamezid Keshogig, that is Machaper for Amezid Keshogig, Holo Machaper Lamezid Keshogig. So what can we say? Just we could actually say that since Yom Kippur is Machaper for Amezid, just like it does the Shogig, when Machaper El Shavim, Veil El Shein Shavim, the first Machaper for Shavim, and Ein Shavim also. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah comes and says, Ach, says the word Ach. And Ach Minu Chalak is coming to make a distinction. Ach Chalak, right? To qualify the idea as the teacher of Yom Kippur is going to be Chaper only for those who do Tshuva. So we could have done a flipperoo. We tried to bring a din to say he should hold like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is holding Rabbi Meir. Then we show that there's a flaw in that, so maybe he... Oh, we try to show that maybe he doesn't hold like him. Then we say that it does hold like him. Let me just make sure I'm not... Hold on. We say that he doesn't hold like him, as we brought in the braisa, saying that you would think that Yom Kippur is mechaber on both of them, and that we brought that to show they agree. So we say, nah, it doesn't do such a thing. And we say, ach, it's chalak. It comes to make a distinction that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaber for things that people are... do tshuva. If you didn't do tshuva, then you're going down. Rashi says, "Achalak ach b'asur lechodesh hashvi azeh yom kippurim hu v'chol achin v'rakin mi'utin lam d'chol shva'amim she'ein yom kippurim mechaper." There's going to be time when it's not going to be mechaper. So Joseph now is going to explain how this braisa is going to be a raya for this idea that Rabbi Yehuda argues with him. Stam sifra mani. Now, who is a stam in a sifra? She says, Torah's Kohanim, Rabbi Yehuda hi. Hachi Amina b'Sanhedrin, be'elohin ne'chnakin, dafte vav. Rav Yehuda. V'ka'amar shavin in, lo shavin lo. It says straight up, those who do tshuva, yes, those who don't. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly is arguing with Rabbi Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper even for things that person doesn't do tshuva on. Says Gemara, hold on one second. Now we got ourselves a contradiction. The Rebbe, stam sifra, astam sifra, this we have one that comes against another one over here. The time within the brayso, yachal lo yehi Yom Kippur mechaper. You think Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper? Ella im kain his anavo, unless he fasted on it. Ukrol mikra kodesh, and he said that this is a holy day. V'lo asaba melacha. Didn't do any melacha, lo asanavo, but we didn't fast for lokar or mikra kodesh. We didn't fast for melacha, did melacha. Minayin had a binu Yom Kippur, still going to be mechaper. Talmud lomer Yom Kippurim, who is a day of atonement. Mikol makam, under any circumstance, no matter what it is, you're going to be good. So this comes off to say the Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. Whoa, which one is it? You did tshuva, you didn't do tshuva. Comes from this, the Yom Kippur is going to be chaper even for not doing tshuva. It goes against his previous one that says you have to do tshuva. Rabbi Elokasha, ha Rabbi, because the later one is Rabbi, who says it's even for not doing tshuva, ha Rabbi Yehuda. The other one is Rabbi Yehuda, which goes pretty clear here. Rav Amar, no, ha Rabbi. Both of these are still working in the world of Rabbi. The Moda Rabbi, be kares de yoma, he admits that when someone's going to get kares, for coming against the day, the holiness of Yom Kippur, I mean, he eats or he works Yom Kippur, he's not going to be chaper unless he does tshuva. So the first one's teaching Yom Kippur is not forgiven for messing with that day itself, Yom Kippur. And the second one's telling that he is going to be forgiven for the things, chaper for the things he did, even if he didn't do tshuva, as long as it's talking about other things. Because if you don't want to say this, that even Rebbe would say that Yom Kippur is not going to be chaper for things that are done on that day that you're going to get karis, and karis Yom Kippur, and the Rebbe less late. There won't be karis for Rebbe when it comes to Yom Kippur, right? And that doesn't really make any sense, because the Torah says that there's karis for Yom Kippur. Someone goes against it, eats, or works. So therefore, even Rebbe is going to be maskim, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for things that are done on that day that you get karis for. Allah mala, why is it not, affect the Gemara, but why is it not possible to give karis for going into Yom Kippur? Even if Yom Kippur is mechaper for these things, mishkachas la, we can find a case where you can have karis. Going to avad balelie umis. In the case, let's say a person does an affair on Yom Kippur at night, but then he dies right away. The loss of yomam lechapurile, and you didn't have the day come to mechaper for him. So the Gemara says, El Ema, rather, what should we say? Beep, turn the page. You give him a base. Karis diyamama le Rebbe lesle. Unless you're going to accept that Rebbe is saying that even according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur, being Mechal Yom Kippur is not atoned for in Yom Kippur, right? Karis for Yom Kippur in the daytime can never happen according to Rebbe, and the Torah says that Karis is given for such a thing. Right? The Gemara says, Rashi points out that brings a pasuk that's showing that if somebody violates Yom Kippur, even during the day, he's going to get karis. Alama lo, for the Gemara, why wouldn't it be possible to give karis for the daytime desecration of Yom Kippur? If we knock off Rava, even if Yom Kippur does mechaper for it, mishkachas, we find the achel umtza v'chan keyemis, where a person was eating raw meat, he choked on it, and he died right away. It says Rashi, Shelo Avar Alav Rega Min Hayom La'achav Yosef. There's not even a moment that passes after he eats it. Inami, in other cases, Da'achol Samach L'Shkiyos Chami, Yedib B'Shem Shkami, Del HaVishus, Del Chapur, there's no time to go to be Mechopar. Right, Rashi says, what does that mean? That means like, Im Tzis Hayom, Shelo Avar Rega B'Yom Acher, B'Yom Acher Ver, there's not even a moment afterwards to do such a thing. And, Yah. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Echad Yisrael vechad Kohanim vechad Kohen Meshuach. All these people over here, they are, as our Mishnah tells us, vechad Kohen Meshuach. This is a continuation of the Sari Mishlech is going to be mechaper for. Then the goes on to say, what's the difference between Ma Bein Yisrael and Kohanim l'Kohen Meshuach? Ella Shapar Mechaper Ella Kohanim. It goes on to explain that each one is something that's being Mechaper for him. So the Gemara says the following. Ha Gufa Gasha. This is a bit of a contradiction. Katani Echad Yisrael Echad Kohanim Echad Kol Meshuach. He said all these things together. Vahadatani. Then afterwards, you're going to see in different ways to get Kapara. Ma Bein Yisrael Kohanim El Kohanim Meshuach. What's the difference between them? You just said they're all the same. What do you mean there's a difference? Amar Vihuda Achkar. What means to say? Echad Yisrael Echad Kohanim Echad Kol Meshuach. Meschapim Besar Mishlech. They're all going to be Mechupar with the Besar Mishlech. Beshar Averos for sins other. Then, Kumbas Mikdash Vikadashav. Vain Chilik, many of those differences between them. Uma Bain, Yisrael Kanam Hashem Meshuach. Then what is it? What does it mean? What's the difference? Ella Shapar Mechaper Al Kohanim. Al Thomas Mikdash Vikadashav. That only this par is Mechaper the Kohanim for things like that. But non Kohanim get this through the Sa'ir and Yom Kippur. Umani, who's that go like? Rabbi Yehuda, it goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Mitzvah Nebraisa. Chipres Mikdash HaKodesh. Pasuk says, he shall atone for the Holy of Holies. Zeh Lefnai V'Lefnim. This is talking about a Tumah that comes from the Lefnai V'Lefnim. If someone got Tumah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he held on to it enough to bow down, and he gets punished for being over the Isser of being in the Mikdash while he is Tamei. Es Ohel Moed, the tenth meeting. Zeh Heichal. This is talking about the Heichal. That Tumah that's coming in the other part, which is of the Heichal. Mizbeach kimashmo, like it says. It's like with Tumah that's reference to the Mizbeach. Yechaper, that says you'll be atoned. Ilu azaros. This is talking about the Tumah that comes in the Azara. Kohanim kimashmo. Kohanim, it's like it sounds. It's talking about Kohanim. Am hakahal, and the congregation. Ilu Yisrael, that's the Yisrael. Yechaper, this should bring atonement, Elu Alevim, the second Levim, Hushvukul and the Kaparachas. Therefore, we have the Kohanim, Levim, and Salem are all equated that they're subject to one type of Kapara, Kaparat Avonot. Shemeschapim, Beser Mishalech, Beshar Averus, that they're going to be Mechupar from the Ser that sent away, Azalzel, for anything other than those having to do with Tumet, the Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hashem Shadam Ser and Asim, Befnim, Mechapar Lishol, just like the Dominant says, Rabbi Yisrael, Atumas Mikdash Vikadashav, Kachdam Apar, Mechapar Al Kohanim, Atumas Mikdash Vikadashav, Hashem Shavidoi Shal Ser Mishalech, Mechapar Al Yisrael, just like the Vidoi of the Ser Mishalech is Mechapar Yisrael, Beshar Averus, Kach Viduyer Shal Par Mechapar. Shalpar mechaper l'kol mishar averus. Rabbi Shimon havade hushvu. But even according to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim and non-Kohanim are going to be equated in the Pasuk of Yehuda expounded. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that none of the Yom Kippur things are going to be atoning for them? Says Rashi, they're not talking in other words, what are they equated in? My hushvu, what were they equated? The b'nei kaparim. The fact that all of them are b'nei kaparim, they can get a kapara. Miu kol chad v'chad v'chapar b'nafshay. But each one of them gets it according to the way that they each can get it. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Why is he saying that the Seir Zazel is not mechaper for the Kohanim? Because the Pasuk says he shall take the two goats, the two he goats. It's talking about the one that's Zazel and one brought of the Zachatas, Pnimi. And after explaining this idea, the Gemara says, "V'Rabbi Yehuda, how does he explain this? These pesukim over here. What does he do with it?" He'd say, "Lahachi is kushya. This is the reason they're hukash. She shavim b'mayra u'v'koma u'v'dama u'hudasa. It's coming to teach that they have to be alike in appearance, in height, and in price. That's what it means. Has to be all." Equal. Man tana l'hada tana rabbanan. Who's the one who's the tana who holds like the following statement? Okay, you know what? Hold off on that for a second. Let's see. Yeah, this is going to open up, my friends. So we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.